Tuesday, 27th week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1-10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he cried, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published to Nineveh, By the decree of the king and his nobles, let little man nor beast, herd or flock taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God, that let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence wicked in his hand. Who knows? God may that repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Second, the Gospel from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Now as they went on their way, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needful. Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Know how to use God-given opportunity to do His will. People tend to only do what they think and like. Why God wants people to do His will so that everyone might inherit His salvation. What should people do? To know what the wise way is, people need to foresee the result. Most of people's wills are based on their selfishness, jealousy, or hatred. So the result shall be separation, war, and death. God's will based on love, forgiveness, and common good. So the result shall be peace, happiness, and life. Today's readings concentrate on knowing and using God-given opportunities to bring His salvation for us and all people. In the first reading, the prophet Jonah must forfeit his selfish will to go to Nineveh, a city of his enemy, to preach about the repentance. The result was so effective that all people, from the king to people, repented from their sin, and God did not punish their sins anymore. In the Gospel, Mary knew how to take advantage of Jesus' visitation to learn many good and necessary things from him. Why Martha, her sister, was so busy with preparing a meal for him. When Martha complained with Jesus about Mary that she should help her, Jesus let Martha know what the best choice is. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needful, and Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her. Second analysis, first reading. Let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence which is in his hands. The third point. Jonah obeyed God and went to preach for the Ninevites. The author reported, then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. In the first time, Jonah did not obey God's command. He bought a ticket and fled to another city to avoid God because he did not want to preach repentance for his most hated enemy, the Ninevites. The result was that he was thrown into the sea and swallowed by a big fish. But he was lucky because of God's love for him. The fish came to the shore and vomited him out. When God commanded him the second time, he knew that he could not flee from him. So he went to Nineveh as God commanded him. Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, about 3 days' journey. Jonah began going into the city. Going a day's journey, he cried, that 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. The second point. The people of Nineveh believe in God through Jonah's preaching. Different with Jonah's first hardness of heart. When the Ninevites heard Jonah preaching the first time, they sincerely repent and change their life. The author reported the following results. First, from the old to the young, the people of Nineveh believe God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them to the least of them. Second, from the king to the people, When tidings reached the king of Nineveh, he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. Third, from people to their cattle, the king made the proclamation and published to Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, let little man nor beast, herd nor flock take anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God, that let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence wicked in his hand. Who knows? God may then repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not. When Jonah and the Ninevites gave up their will to do God's will, God did not punish them with the punishment he intended for them. In opposition, if Jonah and the Ninevites did not obey God, they shall certainly be perished. The Gospel, Martha, Martha, you are answered and worry about many things. Bethany is the village of the three brothers and sisters, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. This village is close to Mount Olive and the Temple Jerusalem. So Jesus and his disciples frequently visit them when he traveled to Jerusalem. This visit might be the last one before Jesus passed. Third point, the subjective views of Martha. To welcome Jesus to their house was an honor for them. This is the reason why Martha eagerly prepared the food for Jesus. There were many things to do, and Mary supposed to help her, and she did not help. She kept sitting at Jesus' feet to listen to his teaching. Martha felt uneasy with her sister, so she came and said to Jesus, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." A special guest comes to visit is not only to eat, but to talk with members of a family. If the head of family considers the receiving of a guest is important, she can prepare food in advance so that she will have time to talk when her guest comes. Martha probably thought that preparing food for Jesus was the most important thing to do. Therefore, she forgot about her talking with Jesus. Moreover, she could secretly give a signal to Mary to ask her for help, but she did not do as such and blame on her guest, Jesus, because he did not recognize Mary's duty to help her. Second point. God wants people to choose the best and long-lasting value. First, Mary's wisdom. She recognized the importance of talking to Jesus, of which her sister did not recognize. Moreover, Mary has certainly heard Jesus' teaching, and she knew how important they were. Therefore, instead of being busy like her sister, She chose to welcome Jesus and to listen to his words. We can see how proper it is. If Martha did not voice her complaint, she worried about preparing food, while Mary about receiving Jesus. Second, Jesus advised to respond to Martha's complaint. Jesus said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." Jesus did not say preparing of food is not important, but he considered it not as important as listening to God's words. If other things prevent one to listen or to learn God's word, one must have courage to discard them, to choose listening to God's word as Mary had chosen. To Jesus, if he had to fast or to have a simple meal for Martha to have an occasion to listening to God's word, he will be happy to do so. Application in life. Since God loves and wishes all the best for people, he seldom gives us many opportunities to recognize and to do his will. We should humbly listen and obey his will to bring profits for us and others. When we aim at the results, we should not aim at temporal, easy, and quick results, but at lasting results, though they require more time, sacrifice, and effort. Choosing to listen to God's word is always the wise choosing, because when we understand it, nobody can take it away from us. Amen.